This is an official George Kittle appreciation show. National Tight End Day, whatever. This is National George Kittle Day for me, because what this guy is doing, and it's going under the radar, I think, in terms of 49ers and their franchise, it's been mentioned, but we really have to consider right now, it's Jerry Rice, it's Terrell Owens, and when it's all said and done, George Kittle is going to be the third name that you mentioned. Yeah. And let me explain why I'm saying this. So last night, they talked about him having 500 catches on the broadcast, and that puts him fifth all-time for the Niners, and he's only eight behind Roger Craig for third all-time.
Mm-hmm.
Going to eclipse that, and then some, obviously. And then the next two guys are Owens and Rice. He's tied for eighth in receiving touchdowns right now with 43, and he's 16 away from third all-time, Gene Washington. 16's a lot, but the way he's going with Purdy, he's got 19 touchdowns in 29 games with Purdy, regular season games. He might get there to get to third. The two guys ahead of him would be Jerry Rice and Terrell Owens.
Yeah.
Yards. This wasn't talked about last night. I had sent out a tweet about this a few days ago because he was only 101 yards away from Dwight Clark. And I mentioned it again last night, and I didn't see anything nationally or really about the yardage thing unless I missed it. He's got 6,777 yards now. That's third all-time in 49ers history, behind only Terrell Owens, Jerry Rice. So what he's done right now is put himself where he is but top three performer. He's a tight end. He's not a wide receiver. Yeah. Top three in receiving in 49ers history. And this season, he's played in seven games. He's got 40 for 503 and six TDs. He's on a pace for 91 catches, 1,150 yards, and 13 touchdowns. And last night, like you said, week eight was huge. Eight catches, 126 yards, and one touchdown in a game that they had to have. And he showed up big time, 73 yards after the catch, which the Niners haven't been getting a lot of. And just, he is a generational player on a team that's had a lot of generational players. We'd love for him to get a ring because I think he's that kind of special. He's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the best players the 49ers have ever had. He's a great personality. He's good for the game. George Kittle appreciation show right now.
George makes defenders piddle a little when they have to tackle him. So it works. But, you know, and not only that, but, you know, he's right now, like you said, he's third behind Rice and Owens. No one will catch Jerry Rice. Like,
no,
it's wild. No, it's just, no. I mean, he more than doubled up Terrell Owens. Jerry Rice has 1,200 and change. Terrell Owens has like 590 something. There is a world where George Kittle actually ends up second in receptions for 49ers, because you look at this team, and again, you realize Brandon Ayuk no longer going to be here for the rest of the season and probably half of next season. We have no idea if Deebo Samuel is going to be here next season or not. You saw Ricky Pearsall looked good, right? Couple plays, the jet sweep I thought was awesome, but also you could see him, you could see the vision that they had when they drafted him, right? You could see him when it came to his route running. You know, he was getting open. He was creating separation. And Brock was finding him, especially in the first half. But, I mean, you could argue at this point right now, even with Deebo Samuel, if or when he is going to be healthy, right? He's going into the bye now with an oblique situation and a rib situation. Mm-hmm. Thank God for the bye, because I imagine he'll be okay. But you could argue that George Kittle is their best pass catcher on the team as it currently stands, with Brandon Ayuk, you know, gone for the year. You know, you through week eight, right? You said it already. He has 40. How many receptions?
40 catches.
40 catches, right, through week eight, which means the likelihood that you could see that get to possibly 80 to 90 this season. Sure. You know, then he's only next season 40 or so away from Owens, as again the second overall in terms of catches. So just a very, very impressive player at a position that the 49ers have had their share of really good tight ends, you know, and it started with Brent Jones, you know, and then you had Vernon Davis, and now you've got George Kittle, right? They've had an impressive line of tight ends, and Kittle has been the best of all of them, just an overall game. And I really feel like with Kelce, you know, Kelce's 35 years old now, just got his first touchdown of the season. I really feel like Kittle has established himself firmly as the best tight end in the NFL again, at 30 years old, which is, which is an impressive, an impressive feat for him. But yeah, I mean, this was a George Kittle game. Obviously, if you're going, hey, who gets MVP of that game, you got to go with George Kittle. Although I would like to put forth, I don't have a name, but whoever it was that helped Brock Purdy extricate his head from his ass at halftime, I think is the MVP, because it was a totally different quarterback that came out in the third quarter and put 21 points up on the Cowboys. And it just felt like a really uncharacteristic game for Brock. A lot of misses, a lot of inaccurate passes. I think about the fourth down pass to Debo, which was just inexcusably bad. Mm-hmm. And then not only that, but one of the things that we've looked at or talked about this year is kind of the lack of yak that this team has had. That's been a hallmark for this team for many years, and it hasn't been that way this season. And a lot of that has to do with Purdy and the fact that he isn't as accurate this season as he was last season. And one of the things one of the areas you can see that is leading receivers on like crossing routes and things like that. And that was one thing that, again, in the third quarter, you saw from him is more accurate passes that allowed for yak from Kittle, allowed for yak from Debo. Mm-hmm. And that was, it was a welcome sight to see. Still a lot to clean up. Again, I don't know why you go into the second to last offensive series when you're just trying to kill clock and win the game.
What the hell was that? Start with two passes.
I'm like, what? Just some things where I'm like, another example of Kyle Shanahan not having the best start. But again, a win is a win. They go into the bye 4-4. Mm-hmm. They are tied for first place in the NFC West. That's really all you could hope for out of this game. And then it sounds like Christian McCaffrey will be back post bye. At some point, Drake Greenlaw will be back post bye. Hopefully some of the guys that are banged up right now, Debo Samuel, I think Charvarius Ward, they haven't said anything. I think he's nursing an injury.
Yeah, so yeah, with his knee or whatever kept him out that one game. That's absolutely bothering
him. I think the bye will help him.
Yeah, it's evident.
But I mean, it really, like I said, this is the spot that they needed to be after that loss to the Chiefs. They needed to beat the Cowboys to go into this bye, to really hit the ground running post bye and get that, second half bump that we have come to expect from the 49ers. And it seems like we're headed that direction with some of the players that will come back. And then also just, it felt like the offense got back to its roots a little bit. I said, one of the things that we saw last night was under center play action, which is something that's been missing, and it was wildly effective. So, it wasn't pretty. There were still some questions about Sorensen and Staley, especially, giving up those 14 points in the fourth quarter. Although I will say that last touchdown to CeeDee Lamb, the reason that he was wide open wasn't a scheme issue. It was Jair Brown playing reckless and taking out his own teammate, which allowed CeeDee Lamb to just release off the line and just be wide open. But a lot of good things from last night, and a lot of good things from the young players as well, which was also encouraging.
So actually, should have mentioned this. Kittle is 1,795 yards behind Owens. So very attainable. Very attainable for that. For yards, yeah. So very attainable for second all-time 49ers history.